We worked missionary as a missionary out of his church for a long time. And he's easy to get along with, too. I'm not throwing any slurs at anybody. And anybody else, either. All right. This is really, I guess, I don't know how it's going to come out with you all, my testimony. I used to look and frown on those things. But Paul used it all the time with kings. And he almost persuaded some of them with it. And someone thought he was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure is. All we were, all we are, and all we're going to be. Now that last one, I don't have much on that one at all, Brother Garner. I know what I'm going to be, but I don't know how it's going to be. What I'm going to be, but how it's going to be, I don't really know all that. But I tell you what, Kissel, where there he is. The last few years, I've learned some things. You haven't learned it, have you? No, but I tell you what, Brother Don, I'm not easy to sway anymore like I maybe was. But I just want to rehash this with you. It's not really my life, although there'd be some things in there, Brother Clyde. By the way, that's about the best sermon I ever heard Clyde preach, and he's preached some good ones. Well, that too, but all right. Sometimes we live in this world like we never will die. And the lost man, I can understand that. But people that say they're saved and baptized and all that stuff, and that's not stuff either, that's good. And we have those all over. I went to Clarksville, and Brother, this is a little on that, and I'll get off of it, try to. And 3 weeks later, I was in the hospital with meningitis. And then that led to a stroke, a light stroke, they got on my papers. And then a heart attack came a day later. And I wasn't conscious for 4 days in the hospital. Brother Garner knows all about this. He used to come and get me and take me and all that. And there's a couple women, I didn't know this till a few weeks ago. They cried. They said, "Lord, why'd you bring him here if you're going to let him die?" Well, I guess that's a pretty good statement or question. But he had a right to do what he wants to with me. And they told me about these. These are ladies. These are women. And I didn't think they thought that much of me anyhow, Brother Ian. Last week, or week, 2 weeks ago, I guess it is now, I was telling one of our members, I wish the ladies had dressed at home like they do at church. They dress all right, church, oh, they're not. And he said, "Well, we're still human." Oh, don't ride on that thing. All they got to do is jerk them off and put their dress on. Don't write on that we're sinners all the time. Yes, we are. We're not going to heaven the way we are right now. But don't write on those things. I said, "Don't ever say that to me again." He knows when I talk that way, I mean it. We are prone to forget so easily. I know we're sinners and all that. Here we go again, Brother Clark. Brother Clark. Brother Hall. And I want to be perfect. And who was it that preached? Was it Clyde last night? Yes. We ought to desire to be like the Lord. Not fall back on this thing. Well, I'm a sinner. And I am. And I sin every day. And he's right. Don't complain about it. Huh? When I think back about being on the farm as a boy and growing up, and I had a bunch of sisters, my brother, they were older, and I was just a little boy around the house, around the yard, really. And I thought a lot of times about there was a superhuman being out there. That's the way I figured it. You know, I didn't know any different. And I wondered what in the world I was here for. I really did. As a young boy growing up. Did you ever do that, Clay?
Yeah.
Why in the world am I here? I'm running around out here barefooted, you know, in the summer. I remember my dad saying, you know, I was born 3 years before the stock market fell, you know. And he said, now we don't have anything, and we didn't have anything before, so we didn't lose a thing in the stock market. And that's about it, wasn't it, Don? That's just about it was, the way it was. Didn't have any less or any more, just the same old thing. When I think about dying, and I do a lot, I don't mind telling you that. And I got my wife all primed for the funeral. I don't mind telling you that. And I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not going to go out of here unless the Lord wants to take me. But there's nothing for me to hang on to other than her, maybe. There's just nothing here anymore. And it's getting worse and worse and worse all the time.
Amen.
When I was growing up, and Don and I have talked about this, I wondered many times what the Lord had me here for. Of course, I didn't know the Lord or anything else, you know what I mean. And then I went to the Navy. Just barely 17, my mother had to sign for me. That's the kind of guy, stupid, you know. Now, if I had to all do over under the same circumstance, I'd do it again. Maybe even a little quicker. You didn't mind what you'd spent in the service, did you? It brought you to the place where you needed the Lord. And then I wondered how the Lord saw fit to save me. And that's where all this comes from. Now, I was one of those sailors, Brother Titus, you know. Typical thing. And I don't boast in that. Believe me, I don't. I did so many things growing up and so many things as a young man I'm ashamed of.
Yes, amen.
And I've done a lot since I've been saved. I'm still ashamed of.
Amen.
But I'm not going to fall back on this thing. I'm still a sinner.
Uh-huh.
Although I am.
Yes.
Paul told me not to quench not the Holy Spirit of God, didn't he? There's a lot of these things we just do because we want to. Now I want to get on my how the Lord saved me. I never have done this publicly before. I didn't like preachers, especially Baptist preachers, because my family's all Baptist. I hated those fellows. They weren't any good. But one thing, when we three or four of us boys go by the front of that church building, we were afraid to get smart with them. We were afraid to talk about some of those deacons they had. They only had two or three, I think. And they had you remember these, Brother Garner, the two-week revivals? This was the last night of the second week. Last night. And that preacher, that dumb thing, I used to call him other things then, you know, Don, but I'll say dumb thing now. He kept coming to the house, and of course I was working, and she was there. And my wife told me that last night of that, it was a Friday night, last Friday in October, I can remember, I don't know the date, but I can tell you when it was. Just had turned 23 years old. He said, "You tell Walter," of course he knew my family, they were all members of. He said, "You tell Walter he's not a man anymore. If he don't get there tonight, he's not a man. Anybody can stay away, but takes a man to go there. Nobody ever told me that, Brother Titus, and got away with it. They might have been bigger, but we'd go around anyhow. I can still remember three soldiers and myself one night. A couple sailors came along and helped me when I was down, though. I went to church that night. And I had a tie because I got married with one, you know. And that was about a year and a half later. I never did know how to tie a tie, and I still don't, I guess. But I tell you what, I went there, and of course there's some folks on the back seat, and they let us sit on the back. My wife and I, and we had our oldest daughter was just a little, few months old. And they gave us the back seat, and they come on up somewhere. And I tell you what, I knew I was in the wrong place that night, Brother Clyde, for what I'd always been saying and doing. And that preacher didn't know me, but boy, he laid out. John 5:24. He laid my life out there, but he showed me how to get out of that thing.
Yes.
I went there to get back at that preacher. That's the reason it's never been a problem with me on the sovereignty of God. I don't only preach it, I had an experience in it. And brother, there wasn't anything else could have told me that could have saved me that night.
That's right. Amen.
Folks in church say, you're getting louder every week again. Maybe I am. I don't know. But when I get carried away with something, I just don't shut up. Brother Harvey knows that. In the second chapter of Ephesians, it tells you just what I said. Are what we were, what we are, and what we're going to be. I think, chapter 2, then you start right with verse 1. And you have he quickened, those folks right there in that church. Made alive, huh? Spiritually dead. And I've already told Brother Harvey and my wife, I want my body to be brought down to the front. I want them to remember me what I was. My spirit will never be in there, in that body. It's just some junk, you know, some dirt. But that's the way I'd like to have it. Now, I don't think they have to come by and see me, unless they want to, of course. And I'm not going to be like Dempsey. I'm not going to be late for my own funeral. Dempsey's with the Lord. I'll leave him alone now. All right. But here in verse 1, he says, we were spiritually dead. And I remember when my father died, I was just a year after I was foresaved, right after I got married. And my mother cried over his body in there in the church, in the same church where the Lord saved me. And tears rolled down her eyes on his face. He didn't feel a thing, did he, Brother Gordon? He was physically dead, but I was just as dead as he was, spiritually, before the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. That's right.
And some people try to make something good out of that. We got a young man coming to our services since about the first of the year, and he don't come regularly. He always wants to argue with me, and I don't argue with him. I just tell him, and that's it. But you know, last Sunday, Brother Harvey, he said, that's a good sermon you preached. Well, we're making some progress there, anyhow, aren't we? Not too many say that, even though they might think it's something. We were spiritually dead, folks. Doctrine of election, predestination, all that's not hard for me, Randy. Never has been. And they can call me hard-shelled, they can call me whatever they want. But God knows what I am.
Amen.
Let me just finish about when I was saved that night. You know, Brother Don, I was down in the front talking to that deacon. I knew him, see. He was one of the nicest. I thought he was the best one. He was. He's with the Lord now. I came down, I sat down alongside him, right down on that front bench. And he said, Walter, what are you here for? I like that. That's the thing I've practiced all my life. Don't let them tell me. I'm going to ask them. And then they're going to tell me or else. This young boy, I tell you, is coming with he and his wife. They want to be baptized. I haven't even brought it for church. I'm not going to till they can come to the place where they come every Sunday and show that they're saved. He said he was saved when he's 7 years old and he don't remember a thing about it. Baptized. You weren't baptized because you weren't saved. So I tell them that, just plain out.
Yes,
so there's no deception in the thing.
Amen,
he knows. Well, I don't know what he does on Sunday. I think he sleeps on there sometimes. But I was down there and Leroy Nichols, I'll never forget him. And I want to be saved. That's just what I remember telling him. He said, sit down here. He sat me down outside and he said, I'm going to show you some scriptures to make sure you know what you're doing. Now you don't find that anymore, do you? You know, a few years ago, 20 years ago, I got to wondering whether my baptism was scriptural. I looked that thing up in the books, and every place I could with people that were there at that time, it was scriptural. Those Southern Baptist churches sometimes weren't bad off. Some of them. And after we got through talking, I told him, I said, I believe I'm already saved. I said, there's something already happened in me that I just can't get away from. I don't remember walking down, but I was there. I don't, Don. I really don't. I remember everything else that happened there. I was sitting back there and just the sweat was popping out and rolling down. But something happened on the inside and made all that happen. And there ain't any problem with these doctrines that a lot of people have, you know, this humanism and Arminianism. And what that boy can't get over with me, you know. And I just told him the last time he came that I saw him. I said, you remember Abraham? Oh, yeah, I remember Abraham. You know where he came from? Yeah, over there in that pagan land. And there were a lot more pagans over there, Clyde, but God wanted Abraham. He wanted to make a nation out of him. Not some other one. Is that choosing or not choosing? Anything you find. Noah. Why didn't he take one of those other guys and build that ark? David. Any of them, Old and New Testament alike. God always practiced doing his choice. All right. I don't know when I started. Don't make any difference. I told you about how worldly I was. Now, I'm just going to leave it in that word. I'm not going to bring out any particular things. But I'll tell you what. God saved me in spite of all that, didn't he?
Amen. Amen, brother.
Don't tell me he didn't choose me. And you know the thing comes to my mind now, Don? That night as the Lord spoke to me, he was probably speaking to a lot of other ones just like me at the same time. And he knew all about that and he sent a man to preach to him. And the Holy Spirit was all over with me. I tried to preach and I don't think I did a very good job on this one. Jesus is God. But one thing I remember about it, Brother Harvey, and I think somebody said it here, when that woman went back and said, somebody that told me all I ever was,
yeah,
or ever did, or something.
Yeah.
And that's God.
Yeah.
He only knows when you're born, when you're going to be born from way back there. And he knows when you're going to die.
Yeah. Amen.
And I'm ready for either one of them. There's folks in church say, well, you'll probably live another 10, 15 years. Maybe I will. They say, you're getting better all the time. And I do feel better, Brother Dean, in a sense. My legs just bother me. Sometimes I can't get up when I'm sitting down. But that's about the biggest thing I have now. That and losing my breath and a few things. And can't get my shoes on when my feet are up. But I enjoy living for the Lord. Don't get me wrong. And I enjoy being here even though I don't know how to do this. Don't say yes, Brother Ginny. He's shaking his head. You know, I came here and I told you, you don't have to put me on the program if you got other men. Boy, you got a lot of them here. Good ones, too. I want to come to be with you all. That's what I told him on the phone. Even Kissel. I do like to be with my brethren. And if I'm going to spend eternity with all you, and sisters too now. Yeah, I don't like to leave them out anymore. Because one of my favorite people in the New Testament is this fourth chapter John woman. Walking all that hard. He said, I must needs go through Samaria. And he talked to that half-breed adulteress and made her like she never sinned one day in her life. He told her all about herself. There's some women in the Bible I really admire here lately. Maybe my wife brought me to thinking on this. I don't know. All right. I always listened to Satan, didn't I? When I was lost. Yeah, he had control of me, but good. And he still likes to do it now if he could. Like old Brother Mitchell said, I think, well, who is this that's bothering me then if the devil's dead? I think that was Brother Kissel. Now, I'll take these thoughts like that for months. I wanted to come last year. Well, the year before I was in the hospital. I wanted to come last year, and the doctor wouldn't let me. I almost came with, you know, but I was afraid he'd get after me when I got back. And he wants me to get back there after I come here. And he said, if you do pretty good on this, I'll let you go to Honduras for 2 weeks. I didn't haunt him for that, you know. Paul said, fulfilling the desires of the flesh. That's what he said here in one of these verses. Yeah, he said, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in children, now worketh in children of disobedience. And I'm not supposed to be disobedient to the Lord now, am I? Now verse 3 says, and among whom also ye had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh. Oh, I can think about some of the things I used to talk about on the job, and it's filthy, no good. I'm so ashamed of it. But God saved me in spite of all that. Amen. I wasn't any worse than some of those others. Yes. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
But I just feel like I was, and I literally I was, Brother Harvey. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh. I can't see a child of God doing that. All things have passed away. All things. That's what I told that young boy. I said, if you're saved, you wouldn't act like you do. He wouldn't. Would he, brother? Well, I better get on another point here or something. All right. Our mind was depraved. Our thinking was off. We had no capability of producing spiritual things. Remember what we said? Dead. And there we were. There I was, anyhow. Paul said in a little farther in this book, he said, without hope, without God,
yes,
in this
amen.
World. There it was, brother, wasn't it?
That's right.
And I felt like that night when the Lord saved me, if I wouldn't be saved that night, I'd never have another opportunity. Now that may not be the way it's supposed to be, but that's the way I felt.
Yeah.
And God used that preacher to lay it out there.
Yeah. Amen.
He didn't know me, so Brother Titus, he couldn't get after me. But he looked like he knew everything I'd ever done. And it reminded me of this Samaritan woman. That preacher, the Lord through that preacher, told me everything I ever was. No good.
Yeah.
And he couldn't find anything good in it.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
Well, I better get going here. We were doomed, children of wrath.
That's what it says, brother. Amen.
No good. By nature.
Right. Well, like Brother Hafford Orby used to say, but we're sitting pretty now, aren't we? You know, some of you fellas don't have the same opinion of him as I do. But I told the church the other day, brother, men like Brother Clark and Hilly and him and a few others, I was a young kid, ignorant. Well, of course, I'm still ignorant, but I'm not young. But you know what I'm getting at? They had enough patience to teach me some things. And Brother Hilly was right on the top of my list, and Brother Clark's not so far behind either. But I was around Brother Hilly more. You were too. Those men were willing to teach me, and God gave me enough grace to listen. Some people say, have you ever changed your doctrinal stand? No, it's still there. They taught me, and I didn't believe it because they taught me. But old Brother Hilly had a way of explaining things. And he said, you know, Brother Lorne, we went to the mission field and we came back. He'd always have us, you know, for a weekend or a week or something. Stay in his home. They'd make you think like you were a queen. A king, not a queen. And he'd say, you know what? We'd put in our stuff in my car and getting ready to leave. I don't know of a greater man than I want to have any fellowship with than you. And brother, that's God. You remember what I said I was? Now, before my brethren, what I am. And I'm sitting pretty. I am, brother. Now let's note a few things about that. God's rich mercy is upon us. That's what I got now. And love produces all that, doesn't it?
Yes, amen.
You don't have anything. The root of it all is the love of God.
Yeah, amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
He loved me back there, somebody said, in eternity.
Yeah.
And I don't say eternity past. It's eternity. Everything's eternity. Now, I'm not saying anything if you do that, Don. But I just don't make some of those phrases. And I don't sing some of those songs anymore. I'm going to tell you, Brother Garner, I don't know whether you sing this or not. You can be wrong if you want to. But, pass me not, O gentle Savior. There's not a word of truth in that song. Not one word of truth in that song. When did he get too busy calling on somebody else, he forgot about you, brother. That's what they're saying in that silly song. Now, if you sing that, all right here, but I just don't. I got so tired of that one book. I wish we'd have known we had some other books there. It was pretty good books, you know. Went and bought us some new kinds. Some lady over in Virginia, isn't it, Brother Hardy? I'd like to meet her. For she knows the sovereignty of God. She knows the second coming of the Lord. She knows all those things, don't she, in that book. The Lord's Day. Church Truth. Lord's Supper. It's like we believe it. It's there. So, her husband's the treasurer of that church. I've had a good life. Really have. You don't believe that, do you, Kissel? I don't complain like you say. You've always been one of those kind. All right. He loves me. I guess that's enough right there. He always did love me, though. In the mind of God, he loved me before this was all made, wasn't it? Verse 4 tells us that, doesn't it? But God, who's rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us. Now, he's talking about he loved us back there, but he loves us now, too. Somebody said that here, and I'm not trying to be any different. All right. Quicken us together. Right here. I know there's more than one church represented here, a lot of them.
Quickness together.
Now this thing of, Brother Harvey will know more on this and he'll get up and preach against me tomorrow night. But anyhow, I love that man. I really do, Don. I love you all too. But he's got a little special. You know how people are. Yeah, love produces grace and mercy and all the rest. It's because he loved us, all these other things come into being, don't they, Brother Clyde?
Amen.
Quicken us together. I don't know what you think about this, and there's a lot I know I could say, and I'm just going to make a what I think the general thought is here. When we meet on the Lord's Day, we're sitting in heavenly places. I don't think you can get any closer than we are right now without being there.
Amen.
All right, let me go on here. I got to get you. You want to eat supper, don't you, brother? When doesn't he want to eat? Look at verse 5, and he says, even when we were dead in trespasses, sin hath he quickened us together by Christ. By grace you're saved. I don't know. I think it was Brother Connor preached on the grace of God this morning, and that was good. They asked me at church when he preached for me last week, and I was gone. And they said, who's that old guy? He preached. I said, well, wouldn't have asked him to come if I didn't think. I think Brother Connor preaches better now than he ever did. And that's not saying that he never preached back yonder either, is it? I remember the first time I met them way down in the mountains down in Kentucky. And I always admired his wife. Well, him too, but I mean, he don't hear a thing. She's hearing everything, so she can tell him. All right. Look at verse 13, though, while we're there. But now in Christ ye are, who were sometimes afar off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Boy, when I got this verse in me, I don't have much problem. I have problems, but it's not the Lord's problem, is it? It's me.
Amen.
So, Brother Kiss, I do believe what you preached this morning. I even amened you a few times. Raised up to sit in heavenly places. Exalted. You want me to quit? I'll quit in a minute. All right. I think that if we really realized, and I tell the folks that all the time, if we really realized, I mean really could experience in our heart and our mind what we got in Christ, we wouldn't act like we would. And I wouldn't have to preach to those women not dressing properly, would I? They just do it.
Right.
Who was it said? It was Brother Hall last night. Old Brother Taylor, I got a lot of books by him and little pamphlets and tracts and all that. He was good. I learned some things from him too. And they put him out there. Do you know a few, I don't think it was a year after he started that, helped start that cooperative program, he said, boy, we built a monster.
That's right.
Oh, I wish I'd have never had part in it. Now, they don't put that out there on that tombstone, do they? Now, he might have called Brother Halford over me, but, you know, Brother Kissel, I think Halford only taught me more about being a missionary, how to be a missionary, how to do the work, than any missionary I knew, including you. You won't believe it, but I do love Brother Kissel. All right. We tell that, Brother Harvey. Said, well, you don't speak like that about a guy unless you love him. You don't believe that, do you? All right, let's go on. I can't talk about eternity. I don't know that much about it. I've really gone into that thing and studied. And Brother Kissel sat down at Brother Garner's, that faith church there, and when we went over there one night to hear him, He said, "I've been spending 2 weeks on the beginning God." I said, "That's nothing, brother. I've been doing that for years, and I can't get the thing down enough to preach on it." You know what I mean? I can preach around here and there and yonder, but to get right down on it, Brother Hall, I don't know how to do it. I admit it. I turned 70 last October, and there's a lot of things I don't know yet. But when we get to heaven, we shall see Him as He is. When I tried to preach on that, you know, the greatest thing in heaven is the greatest person in heaven. Now, I know that Neil Prince, as I told you on the phone, will be there. Yeah, they will. And the feet and the hands. But I don't think we're going to worry too much about that. And there's a song there, I don't care all that much. I shall know Him, I shall know Him, because I'll know Him without any prince. I'll know Him because He's the Lord that saved me, and the same one that spoke to my heart through the Holy Spirit of God that night. From that night on, the promise of eternity is there. It's there. It's there, just as much now. I tell the folks, and at first they didn't believe this. I said, "You're just as saved now, back then, the night you trusted Him, or whenever it was, as you are right now. You don't get any more saved. I think the Spirit of God comes and dwells in a man or a woman. And He's there. And you can't drive Him out. You might quench Him, but you're not going to drive Him out."
Right. Amen.
Amen. I'll be done in a minute. Done. You got supper ready? I'm going to quit till supper time. All right. Salvation is a gift, not a reward, is it?
Amen.
God just gave it to me. Merit? No. Sometimes I get on people's nerves the way I holler around, but I'll tell you, He's one of them. But anyhow, you know, I just can't do anything else, Brother Gordon. When I know something, and this guy, he said, "Yeah, you'll get it out one way or the other." I remember that brother thing back there, at Northerner back there, Brother Hamill. I preached for him one time. He said, "Well, when Brother Marmon gets done, you know what he believes." Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? I know what you mean. I'm not condemning you. I think I do. That's the way it's supposed to be. I don't think you ought to be rude, but loud is not rude necessarily. When I get excited about something, Brother Gordon, you know me, I just get it out. The sooner the better. I won't sleep if I don't get rid of it. All right. It's a gift, not a reward. You know Ephesians 1:6. I don't have to read all these verses anymore. Verses 12 and 14. But I want to come back to verse 10, chapter 2. We are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus. He never saved me that night just to play around.
Amen, brother.
He saved me that He could do His will in this world. Oh, I think for His church. Sitting pretty in that end too, ain't I? I tell you what, I like to baptize people. I'm not going to lie to you. Of course, I've done a lot of it, I guess, years ago. But I'm not going to baptize something if He can't tell me how to be saved.
That's right. Amen.
And I mean clearly as far as this guy, and I don't know whether the Lord would accept it or not, but as long as I can't accept it, I'm not baptizing. We got that lady, and they're only 25, 26 years old, both of them. I just don't feel the Lord would have me do it. All right. Look at verse 7. That in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Jesus Christ Jesus.
Amen, brother.
God the Father. I can get along without a lot of things, Brother Ginn, but not the Lord. And you know, sometimes we just worry about these material things here and we think the Lord's blessing us. And sometimes He is. And sometimes He permits things to come that we will realize that they weren't given directly from Him. He just permitted them. But we like them so much, we ain't going to give them up. I was talking to Sister Jones. She's more... I can talk to her better than I can her husband. Oh, Roger. I know Roger a long time, too, don't you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know me, so you kind of expected something like this, ain't you? Yeah. All right. Did you like the experiment, His kindness? Paul said, that's what it was. And see, love brought out mercy. That's what it said in Titus, didn't it? And then the grace of God, as He speaks of here. I think He had mercy on us before He sent the grace to save us. He is preparing. And I don't believe in this whole thing, God's wooing you and all that. I think that's Arminianism now that I think back on it. I know God draws you, but He's not going to take an hour, a year, and 2 years. I even come... Was old Don get after me now? But I'm not so sure that I surrendered to preach, because I wasn't going to do it again. See, after I was saved, I think He surrendered me, just like He did when He saved me. He brought me to the knowledge that's the thing I better do, or else. I don't know what that else stands for, but that's what everybody says. All right. All right, we're going to get going here. Verse 10 says, as I said before, 2:10, for we His workmanship. Now, that I've read that that word means this and that and the other. I'm going to tell you what I think. He worked us out. That's the way it is. Created in whom? Christ Jesus, our Lord. I don't like to use the name just Jesus without putting Lord in front of it. And I don't mind putting the Christ on the back either, you know? I felt, and I haven't done a very good job of this. My wife can tell you more about this than I can. But Paul was saved just like I was, rebellious as you could get, right to the moment God spoke to his heart. Did he not? Now, I'm not going to say that's good for me just because the Apostle Paul was that way. But I'll tell you what, if you're saved here this afternoon, you got saved just like we did. I remember in the first church where I was a member, well, it was really a mission out of there. It was started organized later on. She said to me one time, I used to get after her, you know, she's a deacon's wife. Why shouldn't I? She's 50 years old, not 20. I knew everything, you know, Doc. She said, Brother Larvin, or Walter, she always called me. She said, you were saved differently than I was. I said, if you wasn't saved like me, you're not saved yet. Now that was a little smart, but it was true, wasn't it? And she told me a few years later that she was saved. She meant this, and I knew what she meant. I shouldn't have even said anything to her. She meant that I had different experience than she had, a different way than she had. And I accept that. Yeah, I accept it. All right. Somebody said, I don't know whether it was here or not, about the graveyard. We were in a spiritual graveyard or something to that effect. You know that old fellow that was out there and he walked around the tombs? he wasn't any more lost than any of us.
That's right.
Was he, brother?
That's right.
Oh, God. When I think about how good you've been to this preacher, I just don't know. Sometimes I just can't sleep at night thinking about that one thought. I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning, went to bed at midnight, and woke up about 3:20. Couldn't go back to sleep, and that's what I was thinking about. How good God's been to me. Sister Joan said she didn't know how we went down to Peru. And I know how we got on the airplane with. No. But you know, when we got down there, my wife was scared to death, but she went, brother. I'm going to say that about her, too. She never has said no when I thought we ought to do something. Or ought to go someplace. You know, I'm going to tell Brother, I never told Brother Harvey this. I'm going to tell your wife, what I want to tell. But you know, it seems like to me preachers has the best ladies there are. I'm talking about ladies now. Brother John Hatcher said there's a difference between a woman and a lady. So why do you think we put that on the tallest out there? You know, ladies and gentlemen, I guess. Yeah. I don't know of a preacher, brother, I got here, that his wife is not faithful. And loving, brother. Loving. Oh, they like to talk about this, that, and that. That's all right. I don't mind that. Just don't talk in front of me about it, but I don't mind that, Don. I'm going to tell one more thing on this guy. Yesterday he came up when he first saw me. The first time he looked in my face and he looked, touched my eye and all that. And he said, well, you don't have anything wrong with you. We rode up with Brother Mitchell and he gave me some bad news. He said he's going back in the morning. I wish I'd have brought my car now. I don't know if I'd have gotten here or not by myself, but I mean the long drive. But I didn't want to go home till Thursday night. And not because he's preaching, Brother Hall. He's just, you know. I don't think I've ever heard some of you preachers preach bad sermons. People don't think that way. I do say, brother. But whoever said that about the graveyard of sin, given life and a place on the throne, in the throne room of glory, I guess everybody wants to be said to him, brother. Cummings said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. How many is really going to get it said to her?